From Quality Radio Productions, it's Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Opening the hour with a fusion quartet from Spain called Iceberg, going back to 1976 for their album Cosa Nostra, with Joaquim Sunier guitar, Josep Mas keyboards, Primitivo Sancho on bass, and drummer Jordi Colomer. This is Valencia. We'll be right back. And that set of classic fusion with Iceberg, a quartet from Spain, Valencia, from their first purely instrumental release, Cosa Nostra, from 1976. From 1977, the UK quartet Colosseum II, the evolution of the prog rock band Colosseum, which existed in the early 70s, Colosseum II emphasizing instrumental jazz rock fusion, with Gary Moore on guitar and occasionally vocals, Don Airey, keyboards, John Mole, bass, and drummer John Heisman. They released two LPs in 1977 before disbanding, War Dance and Electric Savage. From the War Dance session, we heard Put It That Way. And lastly, from 1978, the band Gong, which by that point had become a purely instrumental jazz fusion band, recording for the Virgin label, fronted by Pierre Morlan on vibes, marimba, glockenspiel, and other percussion, also lead drummer duties on this project, with Benoit Morlan and Muriel Bauer on additional vibes, marimbas, and percussion, Mick Taylor and Alan Holdsworth guitars, and Hansford Rowe on bass. From the album Espresso 2, we heard the opening track, Heavy Tune. We begin this set with music from bass player Stanley Clark and his 1973 release, Children of Forever. It's an extension of Return to Forever, which, of course, he was very much a part of in 1972 and 1973, with Chick Corea on keyboards, also Lenny White on drums. Kind of a cross between the original RTF sound, which was more acoustic and a bit more free jazz-leaning, with some hints at the jazz-rock fusion sound that RTF would soon take on. With Arthur Webb on flute, Pat Martino on guitar, and both Andy Bay and Dee Dee Bridgewater on vocals. This piece, lyrics penned by Neville Potter, with reflections and memories of childhood. Butterfly Dreams. Thank you.
What happened to those days? The days sunbeams filled our world. In life's long maze, we've lost that glow of days we had felt so free, so free that our hearts could sing. The times we planned our future ways, then silently drifted.
Music from the Composers Collective. John Fisher, piano and voice, Mark Whitecage, flute and sax, Perry Robinson, clarinet, Mario Pavone, bass, and Lawrence Cook, drums. And the album Poum, P-O-U-M, exclamation point, a self-released project from 1974. The Composers Collective were part of a larger free jazz movement known as the New York City Loft Scene, where artists would perform and in many cases record in small loft studios in the Big Apple. In many cases, their music was self-released on obscure independent labels, as major jazz labels in the U.S. pretty much gave up on free jazz in the 1970s. Before that, Stanley Clarke and an extension of the Return to Forever branding of sorts, the album Children of Forever from 1973, we listened to Butterfly Dreams. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We have time for one more segment, and this segment will consist of one lengthy piece, as we turn to a session recorded at Jazz Festival Willisau, Switzerland, on August 28, 1983. UK, Coe, Oxley and Company. Tony Coe, tenor and soprano sax and clarinet. Tony Oxley, drums and percussion. And the company, in this case, is bass player Chris Lawrence. This is the opening cut of the double LP Nutty on Willisau. It's a combination of originals and standards. This is a Tony Coe original. Some Other Autumn.
Thank you.
Some Other Autumn, the A-side of the 2-LP set Nutty on Villisau, Tony Coe, Tony Oxley, and Chris Lawrence, respectively, recorded in concert August 28, 1983, at Jazz Festival Villisau in Switzerland, a double LP released on the Hat Hut label. In addition to the original compositions, the trio also perform Thelonious Monk's Nutty, the standard, Body and Soul, and the Bill Evans classic, Re-Person I Knew. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me. Tune in again when you can for another hour of the best of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and jazz rock fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.